Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Rosie, who is a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
6 habits that promote a positive mood. Everyone has days where they feel like they are in a bad mood, but what happens if you feel that way more often than not? If you are feeling like you are trapped in a never-ending bad mood cycle, you can work to reverse those feelings and promote a more positive mood within yourself. To get started, encourage building up these 6 basic habits in your life to promote having a good mood more often. Practice gratitude on a regular basis. One of the best things you can do to boost your mood and feel more positive is practicing gratitude. Spend a little time each day reflecting on the people, experiences, and things in your life that you are glad to have. This can improve your mood greatly, especially if you do it regularly. Keep a gratitude journal or simply enjoy thinking about all the great things in your life, big or small. Make sure you are getting regular exercise. Regular exercise is directly linked to improved mental and physical health. Aim to incorporate physical activity into your daily routine, whether it's going for a walk, practicing yoga, or playing your favorite sport. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural mood lifters and feel-good chemicals in the brain. Even if you're only able to get a few minutes of exercise per day, doing that is better than doing nothing at all. Surround yourself with positive people. Spend more time around positive-minded people and limit your time around negative naysayers. Surrounding yourself with people who uplift and value you is crucial for developing a more positive mood. Invest your time, effort, and energy into building meaningful relationships with the people you love most. These positive social connections can have huge impacts on your overall mood and sense of happiness. Develop a good mindfulness meditation practice. Incorporating mindfulness meditation practices into your regular routine can help promote a positive mood by reducing your stress and increasing your present moment awareness. Rather than spending all your time worried about the future or obsessing over the past, you can focus on the life you're living in the here and now, which is much more conducive for maintaining a positive mood. Set aside time each day to engage in mindfulness exercises, such as deep breathing, body scans, or guided meditation. Even a few moments of silent appreciation for what you're experiencing in the present moment can make a difference. Make sure you are getting enough good, quality sleep each night. Good sleep is essential for your body's restorative process. Make sure you are getting enough good, high-quality sleep each night, since poor sleeping patterns can negatively impact your mood and ability to function cognitively. 7 to 9 hours each night and establish a good bedtime routine to ensure that you are ready to wind down for the day and relax when it is time to do so. Make your self-care routine one of your top priorities. Without good self-care, your overall sense of well-being is lost. Make sure you are taking good care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being by engaging in self-care practices you genuinely enjoy. This might include activities such as taking a warm bath, reading a book, practicing hobbies you enjoy, turning off your email or phone notifications, or spending time outdoors in nature. Prioritize activities that recharge and rejuvenate you and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Without self-care, you cannot restore and relax, which means your mood will be stuck in a permanent state of negativity.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about information activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.